And I think I've mentioned some of the other ones. It's fun to have a good, long-lasting game. And it's fun to welcome people that are doing great things in the community. And I'm going to introduce you to three men in this next segment who I think you'll enjoy meeting. We'll start with Chris Edmonds. Chris is at Urban Pathways Charter School, and he coordinates a couple mentoring programs. One is called Women in Sync Everywhere. WISE is the acronym. And the other one is called BAM, B-A-A-M. And I'll let Chris explain to you a little bit more about what exactly that stands for and what the program is. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity to talk about our program. BAM stands for Benefiting African American Men. And it is a mentoring program that is designed to, through a one-on-one mentoring process, help our young folk define, pursue, and achieve their individual career goals and academic aspirations. And so, like I said, we do that through a dedicated process of one-on-one mentoring. We have a meeting once a month where we match up our kids with mentors that we get through the local business community, through college campuses, through local youth-serving organizations. And once a week, we talk about things like resume writing and interviewing skills and character education. And so I've brought with me a few of our participants in our program, Saron Tomlin and Brandon Baker, and I can let them certainly talk to you a little bit about, you know, how they feel about the program, what we do there, too.
Let me begin with Brandon and ask you to tell me a little bit about yourself, Brandon. Oh, it'd help if I turn your microphone on.
Okay.
That was me.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, my name is Brandon Baker. I'm 26 years old, and I'm from Wilkesboro, PA. But currently,
that's good.
Okay, I currently reside on the Hill District, and I got introduced to the BAM mentoring program through my employer, which is the Center for Family Excellence, and my supervisor, David Richardson, showed me the BAM mentoring.
Excellent. Did you grow up in the Hill?
Well, actually, I grew up in Wilkesboro, PA.
Okay.
And I moved to the Hill maybe 3 years ago.
I kind of grew up in Wilkinsburg, too. I have this incredible fondness for Wilkinsburg because my mom didn't drive, and I lived in Churchill, right on the line between Churchill and Wilkinsburg. Mm-hmm. But because she didn't drive, every voyage for me began in Wilkinsburg because I would take a bus to Wilkinsburg mm-hmm. and then go anywhere
from
there.
Right.
What brought you to the Hill District?
It was actually my family. We all kind of moved there. Mother, sisters, and stepfather. We all moved to the Hill, and it was home ever since.
Yeah, and I bring that up because a lot of folks don't understand how good community life can be in mm-hmm. the Hill District. Mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. a lot of positive things mm-hmm. There and a lot of great programs. People, unfortunately, make these broad, over-sweeping statements sometimes, mm-hmm. and frankly, the
True.
Hill is subject to that. And
True.
I've spent an awful lot of time at University Prep in Hill mm-hmm. House mm-hmm. and in some other, up at the Granada for a project we were trying to do. And there's so much life and love there. And another resident is Saron Tomlin, who's here. And he was here before with the Urban Pathways Charter School's Sounds of Steel band. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
What grade are you in now?
11th.
And how long have you and Brandon been working together?
About 3 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. can you talk a little bit about what that journey's been like?
That's an excellent journey. He helps me out with a lot, like schoolwork and basketball. And we go at it a lot.
Yeah,
it's just an excellent program, and I'm great to be teamed up with him.
That's great. Who's in your family, Brandon? Sorry, I'm looking at Saron, and I'm asking. I did want to learn more about your family, too.
So you you want to know the names, or
yeah.
Are you?
Okay. Well, who, if you'd like to say hello to anybody, a shout out. But also, I was just curious if you have any.
Definitely. I want to shout out Pittsburgh, PA. Shout out my family, mother, dad, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunts, uncles, close friends, any kin I don't know, any kin I'm going to see in the future. And that's pretty much.
You're going to hit a wall. And I was curious about Saran, too. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one. My brother's Clarence Williams.
And is he older or younger?
Older.
Than you? So I the reason I asked right away is it seems like Brandon would be like another brother. You guys are not too far apart in age, although some of the experiences you get between 20 and 30 are just huge. There probably could be somebody your age, Saran, that's kind of like thinking about getting involved in a program like this. And I would think there'd be a little, I don't know if fear is the right word, but just a little, maybe some doubt as to whether it's going to be worthwhile. Did you feel that at all at the beginning?
When I first heard about it, I thought about it, but as I started doing the program, I figured out that this is the right step to get to college and prepare.
Interesting. I wasn't even thinking about college. As a primary reason, how does it help in terms of college prep?
Like when we write our essays to send out to colleges, that prepares us what to say and what not to say, and keeps up on our schoolwork. So, because colleges are looking now, they're looking at our grades now, and Mr. Edmonds and Brandon, they get us on top of our schoolwork.
That's good. Yeah, it helps when people are actually noticing what you do. You know, they say that in the business world too. What gets measured gets done.
Gets done. That's correct.
And if you feel like you're writing an essay, teacher may be reading it, but if nobody else is reading it, you feel like it goes nowhere. Is this your senior year?
No, junior year.
So you're already working on this. That's
yes.
Great. What would you like to do in college?
I would like to major in biochemical or music.
Well, you're a man after my own heart, because when I was your age, it was either chemical engineering or journalism, and two very different things. And I ended up studying engineering and still being able to do other stuff, too. What got you interested in biochemical?
I had a hard time in biology with things, but I like a challenge, so that made me want to study it.
Wow.
Get better at it.
I had a hard time in biology, too. Did you take that in ninth grade?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't get it at all. Mm-hmm. And you and I are very different in that regard, because I still, I never overcame that challenge. I just shut down when it came to biology. Now, chemistry, which you probably had last year, I'm guessing.
No, I have it this year.
This year. How do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, chemistry came to me. It was like, I can do this. I know what I'm up to. Now, musically, you play drums, I know. Do you play any other instruments?
I played saxophone.
Excellent.
Yes.
And if you studied music, do you think you'd want to do performance or teaching?
Probably a little bit of both.
That's great. Do you have your eyes on a school?
Yes, Ohio State.
Excellent. It's a great school to go to. I, Chris, see you smiling. This program, you know, is a dream of yours, I would imagine. When did it start?
I've been with Urban Pathways for about 3 years now. However, the program started before I got there, and I started off as a volunteer in the program. And I saw what was going on and the relationships that were being formed there and the work of Urban Pathways Charter Schools and the mentors, and I, you know, wanted to find out ways that I could be a more substantive part of that program. And lo and behold, you know, they asked me if I wanted to coordinate it, and so, you know, I couldn't turn that down. But, you know, it's interesting that you're asking about family, because we feel in the BAM and WISE program that we are a part of a larger family. And a small part of a larger community, and that's important, the idea of citizenship, right? And in mentoring, you know, it's important sometimes to have someone that functions outside of a teaching role, someone that functions outside of a parental role, but just a mentor who's there out of the goodness of their heart to ask how things are going. And someone who's been down that dusty road before, right? A lot of our mentors see our kids tomorrow from the standpoint of yesterday. And so there's valuable insight and foresight in that. And so it's been a great learning experience for myself as well. You go into it wanting to offer and to give things to the kids, but you find out that they end up teaching you some things as well. And it's been great working with the mentors too. I cannot say enough about the time and the attention that they have been willing to invest in our school and in our children.
Brandon, are there things that have surprised you about your participation, either that you've learned or that you've experienced?
Yes, what I learned, what I experienced is actually that the students, they grasped to me because of my youthfulness. And I can relate to them as far as like games, video games, the latest games, the latest sports wear, the latest urban wear, the latest, you know what I mean, interaction with females, anything like that. So,
is that true, Saran? Do you think is this true about Brandon? He's pretty hip.
Yes.
Would it? Okay. I'm just taking the temperature here.
No doubt.
No, actually, it's really nice to have somebody. I have older brothers. One's 5 years older than me. The other one's 6 years older than me. Not too different than you guys. Mm-hmm. And when I was young, I unfortunately was not as close because they were geographically in another, they had moved away. Mm-hmm. You need to sometimes take advantage of the relationships you can make that are right in your own neighborhood.
Yes, true. Absolutely.
And I did have some people, some wonderful people that were able to be mentors to me. Some of whom I'm still in touch with 30 some years later. Did you have a mentor?
I did. And actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, Larry, because I'd like to give a shout out to my mentor as well, my father. I love you, Dad. Mm-hmm. And of course, my mother. But, outside of that, there have been a lot of people who have opened up doors for me. And the idea that success is a journey and that you pay that success forward. And that, you're a part of something larger than yourself, and no one does this thing alone. It really is kind of the driving idea behind, our mentoring program. It takes a village, right?
Absolutely.
To raise the child. And so I know that I had some people influential in my life. I want to offer that gift through the gift of mentoring to our children that we serve.
And it's really important in this day and age where, you think about life and about accomplishing things and everything's, click on this and click on that. Or, you find it in your phone or in your tablet. But the reality of it is the world is still people living,
that's right.
Breathing,
that's right.
Bleeding, developing people.
Absolutely.
And it's important sometimes to foster those relationships and just recognize that that we all need them. That's part of the human condition.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I really congratulate you on what you guys have been doing. Is there anything, Saran, that do kids at Urban Pathways, are there kids that are not, I hate to say rejecting, but are not getting involved? Is there a need for more kids to get involved?
No, I'll tell you the truth, Larry. Since I got involved with the program about 3 years ago, we have seen the program expand. And so I've seen a lot more consistency in terms of the attendance of our kids.
Good.
Right, Brandon?
Mm, yes, sir.
However, I will say this. We need more mentors. I'll tell you, it would be great for every one of our kids in our school
to have one.
Mm-hmm. What we find is once they have a mentor and once they start building that relationship, there is a thirst for the kind of time and attention that programs like ours can provide for kids.
So here's a good call to action for you, I would imagine, for women as well as
Absolutely.
Men. If you are interested in getting involved in either the Benefiting African American Men program or the Women in Sync Everywhere program, BAM and WISE, You can get a hold of Chris Edmonds at Urban Pathways Charter Schools. And what's the best way to do that, Chris?
Sure. The general school number is 412-392-4601. Or you could certainly visit our website and ask for Mr. Chris Edmonds. My email is on there. That's cedmonds@upcs.org. Or you can simply come down and visit the school.
Yeah, and we'd be glad if you're driving or if you're not near a place where you can write this down, contact us here at SLB and we'll pass along the information. Saran, if you had to say something directly to a man out there or a woman who is perhaps needs to be convinced to be a mentor, could you summarize why it's important to you from your perspective?
It's important to me because it's all preparation for life. Like, life is hard, and they help us get easier. You get to college, it's a different level. It's just another way to step up your game in school and outside the world, like work, jobs, and everything. They just help us a lot. It's just comfort.
Good way of putting it, Brandon.
Yes, if we want to be a mentor, I believe the most important thing is to be available. And if you're not going to be available, make sure you let them know that you're not going to be available, and vice versa. And like you said, it's the time you put in is the energy you get out. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. And absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, that that very simple fact, you know, showing up
is
a huge part of it, right? Excuse me. Just not to overly simplify it, but being reliable. Listening and caring.
Dependable.
And so at the end of the day, everybody has unique things to give, but it's pretty simple just to be a caring human being if you... Mm-hmm. Put your mind to it.
True. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. A lot of times, you know, in the mentoring program, just simply being able to listen to the dreams and the aspirations and the apprehensions of young people, the worries that they have, just having someone there to listen, you know, it does a lot. There's a lot of pressures now on young people today, and learning how to navigate through that and just simply listening sometimes. Heck, I even buy you dinner. We have our food catered in from the Harvard Yale Princeton Club, right?
Right. Good food.
Absolutely. And so over a good, wholesome meal, you know, we sit down and we talk about those things.
Anytime you need a guest speaker, you let me know.
Come on down, Larry. Yeah, absolutely. Come on down.
Oh, I'll eat HYP food.
Right.
Well, I want to congratulate all of you. Is there anything else? This has gone so quickly. Anything else any of you would like to say as we finish up?
Well, I'd like to say if you want to be a mentor, it's imperative that you make the relationship like a family relationship, like you said earlier, a brother sister relationship, and like me being so young, that's how I got very acquainted with Saran and some of his peers also. So, you know, like you said, we need more youthful mentors, because we have a lot of older cats where, you know, some of the kids are, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
Either, like you said, that's kind of deters them from coming because they don't have that relationship that they feel as though they need or want.
So you need guys in their 20s, 30s, and there's nothing wrong with older guys
like me. Not at all.
But, I mean, it's good to have a mix.
Yes.
So, a good mix. Yeah. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So that's a special call. So if you're listening and are in that age range, why don't you dip your toe in this and see what
absolutely.
It's like.
I'll say this though, Larry. Beggars can't be choosers, so I'll take any kind of mentor that wants to come.
That's true.
But
that
would be great.
Great.
Go ahead, there, Saran.
Just a quote I like to say is, "There are many pathways. Which will you choose?"
Excellent.
That's great.
Saran, I hope you'll keep in touch as time goes on. I'll be curious to find out what you choose to major in, and whether Ohio State remains your first choice. And thanks so much to all three of you for being here. And could you mention Urban Pathways website again, Chris?
Sure, sure. That's upcs.org. That's Urban Pathways Charter Schools. And like I said, you know, the general phone number, if I can just mention that one more time too, is 412-392-4601. You can ask for Chris Edmonds. I'm there from sunup to sundown, so
thanks,
not too
Chris.
Hard to find.
Thanks. Okay? Thanks for letting us celebrate the BAM and WISE program this morning, Urban Pathway Charter Schools.
All right. 15.